Welcome to International Dispute Negotiation, your guide to resolving disputes everywhere.
This is Mike McElrath, and this podcast is about different ways of accepting and managing the risks of dispute resolution, presenting them through the eyes of experts from different countries and backgrounds.
Certainly lawyers would see this as kind of a second-rate exercise. It's not something as prestigious as actually litigating. Litigating is a serious thing. Mediation is something for non-lawyers or people who don't really want to fight it out and get to the core of things.
Harsh words, but it's how the head of arbitration of a leading Italian law firm frankly characterizes the prevailing view of mediation in his country. This episode of IDN is a short case study of private dispute resolution in one country, Italy. A lens into how leading Italian practitioners see their world both as it currently exists and as it is evolving. We cover the state of both mediation and arbitration in Italy, including the cultural reasons that make arbitration popular but discourage the use of mediation. How parties wishing to settle can overcome some of the skepticism and predictions for the next 5 to 15 years for dispute resolution in Italy. For a topic like this, there was no better place to get a handle on things than the heads of the arbitration and litigation practices at two of Italy's most prominent law firms in Milan and Rome.
I'm Luca Radicati from Bonelli Rede Pappalardo. I practice litigation in Milan.
I am Andrea Bernava. I'm a lawyer in Chiomenti, partner in Chiomenti, and I'm charged for the litigation department of my firm.
Okay, thank you both for being present today. And what we're going to talk about is private dispute resolution for commercial disputes in Italy, starting with mediation. And I'm going to have, let's say, an assumption that I'll throw out, which is that mediation is not as successful in Italy as it is maybe in other countries. And let me ask you, since you were both prominent Italian litigation lawyers with heads of litigation departments in Rome and in Milan, respectively, what do you agree with that statement?
Yes, I would agree. Mediation is not resorted to in Italy on any widespread scale.
For commercial disputes?
For commercial disputes.
Andrea, what would you
think? I also fully agree.
Okay, so I guess we have three people agreeing on the assumption. Now, let me ask you both, starting, Andrea, with you. From your point of view, why is it that mediation has not, you know, after many years of trying to publicize it, government initiatives promoting it, why isn't mediation more used as a formal form of dispute resolution?
Well, I believe that the main reason is that mediation is considered as a sort of settlement and not as a sort of a different solution rather than settling, which is considered settling in Italy as anyway waiving something. So since Italian, I mean, let's say, are usually very individual and believe in their positions and they are usually not available to waive anything, and also, let's say, in our laws, the attempt of the judge to find a solution which is contained in certain procedural rules has always been considered as some sort of giving up something. I personally believe that mediation may be in many cases an opportunity to get something, but this is an idea which is not common in our culture. So obviously parties, especially at the beginning of a litigation, are not available to give up anything.
Luca, to summarize, you think that from a cultural point of view, Italian litigants would see media and lawyers would see mediation as something in which they have something to lose rather than something to gain.
I agree with this. Probably you can add to it that certainly lawyers would see this as kind of a second-rate exercise. It's not something as prestigious as actually litigating. Litigating is a serious thing. Mediation is something for non-lawyers or people who don't really want to fight it out and get to the core of things. And to this I would add another cultural factor. I think our legal culture is very formalistic. And you see that I find it in arbitration as well. You find that very often
Italian lawyers tend to approach arbitration exactly as if they were approaching litigation in court. Very, very formalistic. They want to stick by procedures, and they tend to be more based on a procedural approach than a substantive approach. And also in general, there is no culture in this. I mean, most people I know don't even think of mediation. It's just not
that
something
doesn't that, come to mind.
No, but mediation is something that is done in court, but in a completely formalistic way. You go there, the judge says, "Do you want to settle or something?" And everybody says no, and that's the end of it. And there's never any serious attempt to do this.
It's the judge. The practice is, so people who don't know Italian procedural for litigation,
yes,
know, is that the practice is the judge at the beginning of a dispute, at the first hearing, can convene the parties and say, "Do you want to settle?" And the experience, at least my experience, is that the parties at the beginning of a dispute are never going to say to the judge and to the other party, "Yes, I do," and the amount, or they may say, "Yes, I do," but they come up with very high or very low numbers that leaves them very distant.
Absolutely.
Right.
I confirm that. And obviously, since for many years, this has been the situation. I mean that in the proceedings, the judge was just inviting sometimes parties to look for some sort of settlement. Then there is not a culture for mediation. There is not, in particular, the idea that the mediation may be some sort of structured and independent way to find a solution.
And done by somebody other than the judge who's hearing the case.
Right? That's right. That's correct.
Let me give another reason, or at least my own theory, and that is I think many Italian lawyers culturally think that they are already mediators. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, although you have a very formal system, I get a sense from being a party that there's a lot of communication that goes on between lawyers who, I mean, I give the example of meeting at the bar, being the cafe, you know, going down to the cafe and sharing a coffee with your colleague who's the lawyer for the other side and finding an informal solution. You do see that, though. A fair amount.
Well, surely I would say lawyers to some extent do that. And I mean, good lawyers usually try to find a settlement on behalf of clients and so have discussion in this sense. However, I wouldn't say that this is a mediation. It may be true that since they do so, they may believe that they, in fact, feel themselves as mediators, but it's obviously something completely different from a professional mediation.
I would agree with that, yes.
But and yet here you have, though, in Italy, just a shift in, by comparison, very widespread acceptance of arbitration as a practice, as another form of private dispute resolution. So we've got very low acceptance of mediation, but very high acceptance of arbitration.
The arbitration is not considered as something different than a judgment in front of a court, but it's just, let's say, a more professional and less time-consuming court. But also in our country, also the procedure in front of the arbitrators is quite formal, and it is considered by our law exactly as a judgment of a court. So basically, when going in front of the arbitration, parties are behaving as going in front of a court, but with less expenditure of time and perhaps more professional or at least chosen judges.
Right. Luca, yes,
I definitely agree with that. It's arbitration is accepted, but in a very traditional dispute settlement mindset. As Andrea was saying, they parties feel that they are exactly doing the same thing as in before a court.
Well, but you both have practices that are both domestic and international. Okay, on the domestic sides of your practices, let me just ask you, what percentage of you're both litigators, full-time litigators with your firms, what percentage of your own practices is arbitration versus litigation in court?
They would say, at least in my experience, that 60-70% is ordinary proceedings and 30-40% is arbitration.
30-40% of the commercial disputes is arbitration?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. In certain specific fields, such as dispute for sale of shares or going concern, I would say that the percentage of arbitration is higher and higher,
even higher than 50%.
I would say that most part of share purchase agreement, for instance, contain an arbitration clause.
I would agree. I mean, my own practice is more arbitration, but that is simply because that's what I concentrate on. But I have the impression for most or a large percentage of important disputes, commercial disputes, arbitration would be the preferred means of settlement, both domestically and internationally. I mean, for Italian companies who go abroad.
So that's interesting. Let's go back now, since we all agree that there's a broad acceptance of private form of dispute resolution. Why can't mediation? Why, after many years, has mediation not made its inroads?
Again, the mediation is not, since also traditionally we have not structured professionally giving mediation services. Mediation is anyway considered, especially at the beginning of a case, as starting with giving up something.
There's another, I think, really a cultural factor. I think traditional lawyers, certainly those of the older generation, would never dream of going to mediation. It's not something they even consider. But even where they do, then you run into difficulties in finding the right people to do this. I can think of a case we were involved in a few years ago. It was a very important case. And one of the lawyers involved considered going to mediation, but then on looking around for the appropriate mediators, they couldn't come up with anybody whom they would consider sufficiently suitable for a really high-profile, important negotiation. Because we tried to see if we could use some foreign mediators, but for some reason that wouldn't work. We needed an Italian one. And no, considering that the parties involved, the lawyers involved, and everybody, they couldn't find anybody whom they thought would be suitable, so that never materialized.
But it's sort of a chicken or the egg question, right?
You're perfectly right. Yes, I agree.
I mean, you need to have a market for people to want to become good mediators, but for people to want to try mediation, you need good mediators. So you kind of wonder who's going to start the process.
Yes, I think it has to come from above, from below, and it has to be a generational issue. I think you need to form a class of people who are good at it and are respected, and the culture needs to evolve and to need to have more people who believe in it.
I'd like to add perhaps another reason, which is that in Italy very very often the relationship between the lawyer and the client is based on a personal relationship rather than, let's say, on a corporate relationship, and obviously the client, the lawyer who is so personally near to the client, also may have some difficulties in telling the client he again has to give up or anyway to consider an alternative solution.
If you were a non-Italian company, let's say you were a French, English, or American or Australian company, and you had a dispute with an Italian company, how would you propose mediation to an Italian client? You know, the alternative is going to be litigation in the courts somewhere or arbitration, and your client wants to settle this and get this dispute behind them as quickly as possible. How would you propose it, given that the culture here is one of unfamiliarity and perhaps, you know, given what Andrea has also said, a certain also almost hostility towards this form of dispute resolution?
You might mention it to the other, the your opposite lawyer on the other side.
Opposing counsel, right.
I think you would probably, that's the way I would go about it. And there again, it depends on the relationship. If I know the other counsel, it's easier than if I don't know him. That is, it's obvious, but I think I would be rather wary about proposing such a thing in Italy.
And I would say that it would depend on the relationship between the parties and or the lawyers. I mean, if the parties are in a so strong contrast they have not any contact, you may not make a call. But possibly, let's say that in a situation where there is a direct relationship with the parties, I think that I would suggest parties trying directly to look for this way, because I would expect, perhaps I'm wrong, that as Luca was saying, the most part of the, in particular of the older lawyers in Italy, would immediately refuse such a proposal.
So you would say, in terms of who you propose the mediation to, the idea of mediation, your probability of having that offer accepted is greater if you propose it to the party as opposed to proposing it to the lawyer on the other side. Just not knowing who the party and who the lawyer is, you may want to give serious consideration to asking your client to call the party on the other side and say, we'd like to try mediation.
Right. Generally say that if between the parties, I mean the clients, there is not a strong contrast, for instance, they continue to work together, then the chances of success would be higher if they speak directly rather than an unknown lawyer who could have the general approach to right. mediation, which in Italy is not so, let's say.
Yeah. I have to tell you, by the way, I do that fairly often when we think that mediation is appropriate, is I try to either propose it to the client on the other side, the party, and bypass the lawyer, or at least explain it to them why it is that we're proposing it, why we want mediation. Because of the reason that you both have illustrated, that you face this unfamiliarity and skepticism from the lawyers. So I find that sometimes it's better to prepare the client so that when there's a discussion between the client and their lawyer, I can do that because being a lawyer in-house in Italy, I'm not considered a lawyer.
but then also you are not a typical Italian in-house counsel, I guess. So you're
not with a name like McElrath.
That's right. So I think your approach, this is something very familiar to you. So you're moving on familiar territory. I'm not sure that the ordinary in-house counsel would be as open to that as you might be.
The calling the other side.
To taking up the initiative.
Well, let's say they are, and or it could be a foreign counsel who calls the other side. It could be somebody from New Zealand or from Japan who calls the Italian party. And you get agreement on the concept of mediation. And Luke, let me ask you, since you gave the example before of not being able to find a mediator, given the lesson that you learned, how would you tell them that? How would you find a good mediator in Italy? And say you want an Italian in this case. You don't want to go for it. You want to find an Italian mediator. What would be your suggestions to the foreign party?
Call you.
555.
I don't know. I'd have to give serious thought. I can't. There again, it really depends on the type of dispute. But if it's a very important dispute, I'm not sure I would know who to look for in Italy. Right off the top of my head, I wouldn't know.
I don't know. I personally, even though they are not professionalist mediators, would immediately, very likely, think to some old lawyers who have, anyway, a so large experience of business and disputes. I think they could work in this way, and the second chance perhaps could be just some information on the services Luca was mentioning of certain, for instance, of this Chamber of Commerce of Milan, who has been very active in the last years and so on, or here, I mean, the ADR here in Rome. I mean, there are
ADR Center.
Yes, the ADR Center.
But I think on a positive side, I think that this culture will gain acceptance. It must, I mean, because our legal system really doesn't work, and it's not efficient, and I think there's no interest in parties going into protracted litigation. So, and that will filter through little by little.
So you think it's a question of time?
Absolutely.
I think so.
That's the first problem.
Well, let's end on predictions. How long do you think it'll take before mediation is an accepted and robust profession in Italy? Andrea, what's your prediction?
Well, that really depends.
5 years,
on
25 years?
50? No.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
I would say less than 10 years and perhaps even less, but it really depends on how much the law tries to push that, because it's clear that if there are instruments such as tax exemptions, judges suggesting this kind of things and so on, it's easier that
to push it forward.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Right.
What's your prediction?
I'm a little less optimistic. I think Italy is actually a very conservative country, so before anything changes, it takes a long time. So since this is really a cultural question, it may take more than 5 years.
What do you say? 10? 20?
Probably 10, 10, 15.
I've been working on 10, 15. Okay. So look for growth over the 5 to 15 year curve.
Yeah. Yes, I think so. Yes.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to International Dispute Negotiation. This podcast is presented by the International Institute for Conflict Prevention and Resolution, CPR. CPR is a membership-based nonprofit organization that promotes excellence and innovation in public and private dispute resolution, providing an international resource for the avoidance, management, and resolution of business disputes. For further information about CPR, or to download archived versions of this podcast, go to www.cpradr.org. Questions about this podcast or the issues discussed can be addressed to idn@cpradr.org. The music of Note Noir is used with permission.